Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. God bless. And you made it through the weekend safe and sound. I hope it was a blissful weekend, and I hope it was a praying one. Amen. Amen. I like to send a shout out to Denise Giss, her mother, and Pastor Parker, and Pastor Glory, and Carolyn Davis. God bless you. May God keep you within the peace and the guidelines. Amen. Amen. The primary wisdom of God's holy word, Proverbs 24, verses 3-4, coming from the Holloman Christian Bible. And I am Sister Faye this Monday morning. God bless you. God bless you. Let me get on with the word. And it says, reading the Bible verse, Proverbs 24, verses 3-4, Holloman Christian Bible. A house is built by wisdom, and it is established by understanding. By knowledge, the rooms are filled, every precious and beautiful treasure. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 24:3-4, Holloman Christian Bible, and the King James Version. If we are to grow as Christians, we need both knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is found in textbooks. Wisdom, on the other hand, is found in God's holy word and in the carefully chosen words of parents, family members, friends, mentors, and clergy. Knowledge is an important building block in a well-lived life, and it pays rich dividends both personally and professionally. But wisdom is even more important because it refashions not only the mind, but also the heart. The ultimate source of wisdom, of course, is the word of God. When you study God's word and live according to his commandments, you will become wise and you will be a blessing to your family, to your friends, and to the world. A big difference exists between a head full of knowledge and the words of God literally abiding in us. Say this prayer or something similar to it. You say, "Dear Lord, you are my teacher. Help me to be a student of your word and a servant of your son. Let me live by the truth you reveal. Let me trust in wisdom of your commandments and let me teach others the glory of your ways." Amen and amen. That is my word of encouragement for today, June 5th. Bless you. Please have a safe and wonderful week. And tell someone about the goodness of God. Bless somebody with his word and keep walking in the faith. God bless you. I love you. I'll be back on Wednesday. And may God keep overflowing in your life. Amen. Amen. May the words of the Holy Spirit let it keep you on solid ground. May God bless you and others, and let the Holy Word be with you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. I'll see you Wednesday. God bless you.